is a year where all things are possible to them that believe. But it is a year of new beginnings. This is a year of new beginnings. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Making all things new. My God. Hallelujah. And he has been moving by his power, by his might, by his spirit. And if we don't give him glory for it, we might be in trouble. I've been sharing with some, and it's like, I don't know how I get to sharing it with all, because there's so many things we want to cover. But then God just comes in and shows up and does something different, and you have to let him move and do what he wants to do.
Yes.
But then it leaves little time to cover the other things. Jesus. Congratulations, Chris. Yes. Hallelujah. Welcome home. Welcome home. I'll just say what I hear. It was a year of transformation and transition. For me personally, I was able to go down to Southern California to a, you may be seated, a Dr. Morris Cirillo conference. And many of you have heard this, maybe not all of it, especially the last part I'm going to share. But God did such a work in me that I was never the same, and I said I will never go back to being the same. I said, you know, I've been in bondage before, and I've been free, and I like being free better than being in bondage. And so, you know, just kept on fighting to keep what I received. You know, fighting the opposition, fighting, you know, it's like some were saying you're scaring the people. But it was like, man, God, I did something. He did something wonderful. And they warned me about the attack that I was going to receive. It wasn't just for me, but it was for everybody there. Now, when you go back to your place, you know, people are going to do everything to try and hold you down, but you got to keep on going. And so for sure, it's like, you know, you're scaring, and it's like scaring. And even today, people will say things like that, you know, get scared. You know, you ought to be scared of the creature feature stuff. You ought to be scared of walking down the streets and not knowing if somebody's going to drive by and shoot you. But we're proclaiming the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not doing no hooga booga kind of stuff, you know, casting curses and spells on anybody. We're doing God's work, God's way. And so people are scared, and it's like, man, how can you be? Read the word. Follow along with us. In that regard, you know, they couldn't handle, and people still, they can't handle the real Jesus. So in 1998, God did a great work, and he spoiled me royally. I don't believe in being spoiled rotten. There's nothing rotten about God. And if you get spoiled, it's a good thing. But he spoiled me royally, just told me what he wanted to do, and then made everything happen. And so that was in 1998. And unbeknownst to me, things would happen and transpire. But I never let go of God. I never turned my back on him. I never allowed those things to interfere or disrupt my relationship with the Father. Just lived through it, walked through it, and he walked with me. Amen. As I followed him. And then in 2006, which was 8 years later, he did another move, another change and transformation and transition. We just left the old name, and God gave us a new name, a new identity, if you will. Threshing floor, and we changed the name, We were in the city of Antioch already, and got married, bless God, and God just did a work, and it was a change, another change, a significant change that impacted my life. Got married, graduated from World Harvest Bible College External Studies Program, went to Columbus, Ohio for the graduation ceremony, went there saying to myself, you know, it would be real nice if Pastor Rod, who's over the ministry and over the Bible College, it would be real nice if he just, you know, during the commencement ceremony, just say, I'm just going to lay hands on all of you and just impart. That would be awesome, because I'd never had hands laid on me by him up to that point. Just started connecting with him fully in 2005. But anyways, got to Columbus, Ohio, and Pastor Rod only laid hands on one person, and it wasn't me. And I wasn't bitter or angry or upset. I just said, well, praise God, that's okay. It was just, you know, it would have been nice if it happened. But he laid hands on an elderly lady who was like in her 80s or something like that, who took the external studies program and graduated. And so she, you know, received that. And I was like, praise God. And so it was like the next couple of weeks, there was a regional meeting up in Fife, Washington. Now, if anybody up there, look. Hey, control yourself. Fife, Washington. I'll say this, and you can bring some offering baskets so the people. And let me share this while it's there. Start sowing, but put the number 8 in there. If you're doing a check, you know, if you're going to give like $10, either make it $8 or make it $18, okay? If it's, you know, you were going to give $80, good. That's a good number. If you're going to give, you know, whether you got 80 cents because you don't have that much money, give 80 cents, 8 cents, 800, 8,000, you know, whatever. Put an 8 in there somewhere. And when you're putting it in there, just put on there new beginnings. New beginnings for your life personally. New beginnings for TFT corporately. Okay. Now, getting back. So there's a regional meeting up in Fife, Washington. And the director at that time over this region asked me if I was going to go. And I said, well, you know, I have to spend money to go down to Columbus. My wife and our daughters went with us, so covering that expense, it was just, you know, I didn't have the finances. But then when I got back from that trip, finances came through. And so I said, I'm going to go. And so I took Deacon Posada up with me and went to Fife, Washington. Now, at the time of going, committing to go to the trip and all, Pastor Rod wasn't going to be there, but Mother Parsley was going to be there. So we fly on up, and we're anticipating Mother Parsley to minister. And that Friday night when we got there, May 19th, 2006, Pastor Rod came, unexpected. He looked at Mother Parsley as she was packing her bags and stuff and said, what are you doing? And she's like, I got to go. I'm going to Washington. I'm going, what for? I'm going for a regional meeting with the directors and I can't even think of the next level. Not associate. I forget what it is. But anyways, I'm going to meet with them. Up in Fife, Washington, and all of those that are part of the alliance. I'm going to meet and going to impart and release. And so he says, well, you're not going by yourself. And she wasn't. She had somebody else going with her. He says, I'm going with you. And so he flew up. They flew up in their plane and flew up to Fife. Nobody knew it until he got there and he took over Friday night. He said, Friday night is mine. So he comes there, and then he starts, mind you, it was like, let's see, May 6th, got married. May 12th, I think, something like that. Went and graduated. And then May 19th, I'm in Fife, Washington. Now, he didn't lay hands up there, but when he came to Fife, Washington, he just started speaking on faith. And I lie not, he kept coming to the area that Deacon Posada and I were sitting in. And then he'd walk away. And then he'd come back. And then he'd walk away. And then he'd come back. And then one time he does one of these numbers. Can I use you, Pastor Lucia? As you're getting your money ready. Like Deacon Posada sitting right here, and I'm right here. And he's preaching, and he does one of these numbers here. He puts his foot up here, and he's preaching to everybody. And so I'm just there, and then he does one of these numbers. And he's still preaching. And then he walks away. And mind you, remember what I said the other week, a couple of weeks prior? It'd be nice to have Pastor Raleigh lay hands on me, you know, at the commencement service. So he's ministering. I know some people probably get tired of hearing me say this, or it's like, you know, talk about something else. But it's all relative to what I'm saying about sowing an eight. I don't care if you only add 8 cents to it. Get that number eight in there. New beginnings. New beginnings. The number eight represents new beginnings. Okay? So when he's done preaching, all of a sudden he starts flowing in the gifts. And he comes walking my way. And he does one of these. And I stand up. And he's like, and so I'm coming towards him and he's coming towards me. And he looks me in the eye and he says to me, I have placed within your hands healing power and within your mouth the voice of deliverance. For you shall say, come out, and it shall be so, says God. And boom, laid hands on me and I was out. The very next morning, because he left, actually, he only came to Fife, Washington to lay hands on me. There's a lot of truth to that. Because God saw. He knew what I had desired. And even though it didn't happen, he saw that I didn't get bitter or bent out of shape. I just still continued to go on. So God had him come up to Fife and meet me there. The next morning, Mother Parsley's ministry. And she comes with a word. And she looks at me and she says, come here, Moses, come here. She says, you've been operating in the flesh, not carnally, but kind of like doing it in your own strength. But from now on, you're going to do it in the spirit. And then she said, take off your shoes. You're on holy ground. And next thing I know, she laid hands and I was gone. And she was still prophesying. I have the word that she spoke. That was in 2006. That was 8 years after 1998. Other things happened in between that time, but these were just major things that happened. And then we fast forward to 2014. And in 2014, just being content with going to fellowship and support what Pastor Verna's doing down there in Modesto. As I've shared with others, it would have been one thing, and it still would have been received, if the guest speaker that night had delivered that word to Pastor Lucia and I. That would have been fine. We still would have received it as God. It was a confirming word. It wasn't like it was necessarily new, but just the way God did it was like he would speak to Abraham. Abraham might say something, well, can it be this way? God says, no, it has to be this way. And Abraham might still be like, you know, okay, going through life and wondering when. And then God says, by this time next year, Sarah's going to have a child. Now, most of the men that are here that were at, I shouldn't say, well, I think most of the men that are here were at QLM, not this past Wednesday. I'll give you another opportunity, QLM. Okay. They were here not this past Wednesday, but the last Wednesday. They heard me give, they asked about the vision. The question came up. They heard me share the vision and then share history of the ministry itself and where we are. And they heard me say, we're now in the time of fulfillment. And I believe that God did things the way he did that Saturday evening in Modesto to confirm to those that were there from TFT as well as Pastor Lucia and I that, yes, you're in the time of fulfillment now. Days of postponement are over. You are now in the time of fulfillment. How did he do it? He did it this way. Female pastor, not that it matters whether it's male or female, but she was not the guest speaker. And as I shared, she had got up out of her seat and left and walked out for a little bit, then came back in and sat down. But this individual who's a guest speaker is ministering, and then throughout he's giving words of knowledge and all. And then at the end he says, I'm going to do like a tag team type thing. I'm going to ask Pastor Verna and Pastor Jennifer if they would, you know, team up with me in giving words. And so he gave Pastor Jennifer that mic, and she gave Brother Roderick a word, and then she came over to us, and she looked at Pastor Lucia, and I'm sure you heard the word. Did you? You can play right now? Okay. How long will it take you? 30 seconds? Everybody count down. Jesus. He was trying, but anyways, so when she came up before her and said, you know, he's ready.
Okay. But I feel like this is such a woman to take lessons from a woman who supports her.
Yeah.
And it's like something in me is like, take a lesson, learn from this woman. She's supported him. If he says we're going right, she says, okay, honey, we're going right. He's going left, okay, we're going to the left. We're going to go in circles today. She just says, whatever. And something about that just touches me. It's all over you, this partnership, this covenant, and it's beautiful. The Lord just highlighted that to me and just was like, you have a life of just an amazing life. Just amazing. So, what I'm seeing about you is, it's like I'm screeching for language here. You've shunned the glory spot and the glory place. It's not false humility, it's true humility.
Yes.
And like, you're just not, you know, you're just kind of taking a step back. And just because, you know, you're just like, I don't need to be in the spotlight. I don't need that. I have a person who needs to be that one.
Yeah.
And I see the Lord saying, Apostle. He says Genesis 12. He says, I will make you a great tribe. I will bless you. He says, I will make you famous. He said, those who bless you will be blessed. Those who curse you will be cursed. It says, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. He says, that's to coming forward. I see another work coming. A second one. A second, I don't know if it's a building or another plant or I don't know what to do. Another second one. Over here and a third over here. And there's another one right there. Visibility comes from here. He said, just go with it. Just go with it. You gotta know it.
Stand to your feet. Some of you caught that at the end. That's 2014. That's 8 years later. So in 1998, he did something. In 2006, he did something. And in 2014, he just reaffirmed things. And I know it came on the heels of, we are now in the time of fulfillment. Days of fulfillment. They're at hand now. So we're in that now season. And so anyways, it's time to fly. It's time to soar. It's time to reap. It's time to go. It's just, you know, the time is now. And so anyways, I keep saying anyways, you need to recognize that you're a part of something great. Hallelujah. And it needs to be manifest not only when we come, but out there every day. And when you rise up in the morning, I'm part of something great. When you're at school or at the work, I'm part of something great. The fact that you're alive and you're a part of this work, you're part of something great. Greatness is here. And you're a part of making it happen. Amen? So, with that being said, now that you've given your offerings, and it's up to you to receive that word about the eights. But if you receive it, watch things start to happen. Watch things start to manifest. Watch. New stuff start to pop up. Watch stuff that's been held up be released. Watch more things happen. You know, I'm telling you, I had an individual that told me when I released the word on Monday night about 8, that individual made a beeline right after it was over with, sold a seed. And the seed, when I got home, I counted it. The seed was 18. I said, he got it. He got it. And he says, I know, Pastor, and I know that God is about to do something because of what he's believing God to do deals with the number 8 without me going into details. It deals with that number 8. So he was like, I knew it. And I'm like, yeah. So get ready. New beginnings are coming. Hallelujah. All right, Father. Keep your hand upon your sons and daughters. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you and lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. The name of the Lord be over you and your household, that he might bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and above all else you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. In Jesus' name, amen. I was going to talk to you about this new label that they've given this up coming generation called the millennials. Anybody heard that term? Amen. So next week, Lord willing, we'll get to that. I don't think we'll get to it on Sunday, but next week we're going to get to that. There's a generation out there that their salvation depends upon how we respond to God in the instruction, I was going to say destruction, but in the instructions that he gives us. But no matter how society labels a generation, no matter where they're at or what they're doing, the power of God and the power of his kingdom is able to turn their hearts towards us. But we need to know what's in their mind. We can't be ignorant of Satan's devices. We need to know what's in their minds. What are they thinking? What are they doing? And we need to consult God to see how he wants us to reach them and bring them into the kingdom. Amen? Amen. It's a good teaching, too. Praise God. So we'll see you Sunday, if not before then. February the 22nd, by way of announcements, QLM is going to be leading the pack and leading the way of taking it to the streets. We want everybody to come, but, you know, the men are just going to take their rightful place and go out into the streets. Brother Kwame, I don't know if Deacon Posada has already communicated with you, but he said he's going to contact with you about areas where the homeless are. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be taking baggages of lunch. You know, where's Brother Larry? Did he leave? He had to go. Brother Larry, shall we have crackers and Vienna sausages and a soda pop or? Cup of noodles? Yeah, stuff I used to have in high school. For a dollar. Okay. Can you do me this favor? You. Come on. Yes. Yes. Because it's not this Saturday, but it's the following Saturday. And so we want to have a lift so that people don't just bring anything and everything, but we bring what's necessary and what's needful. Brother Rocky was also had a connection with some bread and stuff like that. So we want to see what we can do, and then we're just going to take them out there, you know, and be a blessing to the community, but preach Jesus. Amen? We're going to preach Jesus to them. So we'll be leading the way, but we want all you ladies to come out too. The kids, too. Did anybody see Sister Diana's Facebook post of them praying? I don't know who they were praying with, but they had little old Sammo, and she said, my two-year-old out there learning how to something, 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 something. But, you know, it's like, yeah, so we're going to go out to the streets. Amen? Amen? Come out with us. Come out with us. Yeah, and so may everybody come out. We're about to just bust. Okay. Praise God. Burst at the seam, huh? No, not necessarily. Deacon Posada and Brother Kwame got the area, so we'll probably meet here, pray, and then go to the area. He's got to let us know about the time, too, is when we're going to meet Deacon Posada, but I've already talked to him about getting those things straightened out. Sister Lauren can, you know, she's like the motivator. Come on, honey. Pastor put us on the spot. So anyways, we'll get that to you. It's not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. So by Sunday, we should have everything etched in stone on what we're going to do, where we're going to do it, and, you know, how long we're going to be out there. Praise God. Amen. I know it's going to be a blessing. I know God's going to move mightily. Praise Jesus. Amen. And Brother Larry's going to get me that email. I'm putting them on blast, so, you know, hey. If I stand before you on Sunday with no information, all right, love you. Go home before I have you here till 10 o'clock. Amen.